What's up, everybody? I'm Keith. Sit with Spencer and David.
I'm Spencer.
That's Spencer.
We should probably talk about the flow of this intro before the record.
Yes, and then... it's the same every fucking week. We do the same fucking thing. Yeah, you're always like, well, should we get like a legit intro down? We do the same fucking thing. We say our names and we go off the rails for a minute. Then we talk about video games and shit. So here we are. Like right about that time.
Hi, here we are.
So yeah, I don't even know where to go with it. There's like nothing happening with video games right now. Cyberpunk was supposed to be the crescendo to carry us through the beginning part of 2021, and it's not.
You know what? I got it for my birthday. Best girlfriend in the world got it for me, and I have to say I've hit a bit of a stride with it. I will admit, being a Mass Effect fan from game one, I do tolerate kind of tedious, grindy RPGs better than some. But I'm really starting to enjoy this world that they've crafted here, despite the bugs. I haven't hit anything super serious. I hit a freeze once or twice, and there's definitely goofy shit, floating cell phones all over the place. But that being said, I'm looking forward to my optimistically hopeful bright future that this game has.
Yeah, I will see what it brings. I still haven't even tried to play it. I told myself I was going to, and I never actually did. What are you going to say, Spencer?
Good for David, but still not for me.
Have you picked it back up at all? Have you tried any more of it, or are you just kind of done with it?
I'm basically done with it, I think.
I mean, as far as RPGs go, you've got Assassin's Creed that I'm sure you haven't gotten anywhere near completing yet. So,
right.
I mean, you can always just jam on that instead. It's just disappointing. It's that, like I said, this was supposed to be the thing for all of us to rejoice around for a while, and it's not for everybody. I'm happy for David too, and I probably should get back into it because I was liking certain aspects of it. I think I would like it a lot more on PC. I'm so clunky on a fucking controller, even in this setting, especially without a third person. I was going in thinking I'd be third person, and yeah. I could do that on controller. Being first person, I much prefer mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, and I really do hope it probably is going to happen. I fear that the reputation of this game is going to be forever tarnished in the same realm as like No Man's Sky and Anthem. You know, unfortunately, I think that it doesn't deserve that bad.
Yeah, I don't know if it's gonna fall off quite that far. You know, Anthem never really saw the sales that this game saw. I think we talked about it a bit last week. This game sold 13 million copies, and that's including all the refunds, physical and digital, that they've given out. They had 9 million pre-orders, so and it's still number one sales for a couple of weeks on Steam, so it's not like they're losing everything. Like Anthem just didn't sell. They sold like a good chunk, but nowhere near what they wanted to. And then it fell off into nothing. No Man's Sky, I think if it would have been what they wanted to deliver, then it would have blown up. They just had too many people that expected them to deliver. But it was nowhere near 9 million pre-orders or 13 million copies. So I think just because of the scale of this one, We can expect it to hold out a bit more. It is also CD Projekt Red, who I still believe in. I still think that, and they're doing things as a company to try and get through this difficult time that they're having. But you know, I don't think this is the end of them, and I don't think it's the end of Cyberpunk. You know, I'm really interested to see what the multiplayer brings, how much they're gonna dive into that to try and save their asses.
Yeah, that's the thing I guess I'm really actually waiting for now is the multiplayer. Like I'll give that a try again when it comes out, but yeah, I get that.
I think at this point, it would have to really make any sort of meaningful comeback. It would have to put out multiplayer content that was on the level with like Grand Theft Auto. You know, I mean, the following that that game still has is impressive, and Cyberpunk is going to have to. So they're going to have to unseat.
They're going to have to do it, or they're going to fade away. You know? That has fewer bugs than even Grand Theft Auto, which is still a lot of bugs. You know, it's a massive fucking game. It's all online. There's a lot of bad shit that goes wrong. A lot of loading screens. If you've never played GTA Online, it's loading screen simulator. That's what you play. So, I mean, there are the flaws in that game as well, and it is still majorly successful. CDPR just has to be better than that. And I think they can do it. They just can't push out a product too early. Hopefully, they're learning from these mistakes, because it's definitely taken a toll on them.
I mean, it was such an ambitious project, too.
Yeah. Still is, even with the right. DLC that they're planning and stuff. Like, they're still having issues with the base game, and they're hot fixing a lot of it, but I mean, imagine what a major DLC is gonna do to even just the core elements of this game. You're piling more shit on a lump on this polished shit. So, you know, I'm still optimistic, but I'm not getting my hopes too high for it thus far, and I need to get back on. I need to actually play a lot more of this game. I'm glad you're diving into it, David, so you're gonna have a lot to say about, I don't know, end game story and stuff like that. Maybe it does just keep getting better. Johnny Silverhand, as much as I wanted to like him, I kept thinking he was just kind of a brash asshole, you know?
Yep. That was another one of my issues. I just didn't care for him.
Yeah.
David, how's it running on the Series S, or not Series S, the One S?
It's doing okay. I mean, like I said,
no unplayable frame rate drops or anything like that?
I haven't like seen the frame rate bottom out. Like I said, it froze up that one time, not enough to even like crash the thing. It just like took a second to catch up with itself. Lots of floating cell phones. Shit, just like items glitch out in this game a lot. I haven't run into any like T poses, or any, you know, weird body warping or anything like that.
As far as you've made it, would you call it overblown?
What, the rumors of
the whining about how bad it plays on previous gen consoles?
I mean, there's so much variability. So I can definitely see, if we take a step back, if the rumors are true about, like, you know, the base Xbox One being just even worse, I can sympathize with those people, because, you know, every once in a while it's something with like the skins. Sometimes it looks like that film grain is still there, even though I've checked it 3 or 4 times now. It's definitely off. But there's something about the way that the textures are rendering, or
motion. It's too. I know exactly what you're saying, and it's hard to describe because it looks like resolution drop, but it's just this old hardware trying to load this pristine things, and it can't. So it's like this weird, like blurred on the edges of things, and like this not so crisp, just kind of wash over everything. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, at least I'm not trying to describe this to no avail. You know what I'm talking about. I think like the biggest complaints that I have so far are I've run into a couple issues on, I saw some posts on Reddit, and then I ran into one myself about just like lazy developing, where they take the adult models and just shrink them down to make the kids.
That's crunch time, baby.
Yeah, it's like, you guys are, that's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. And then there was another one about, it had to do with like draw distance. I haven't run into this one myself, but I saw it on Reddit. They were using just like ridiculous sprites for, you know, a certain draw distance away to sort of make the world look still alive. And if you're not like looking too close at it, you'd never notice, really. But this is a game where you can get ocular fucking implants that lets you zoom in a shit ton. So people zoom in on these lazy ass sprites going around this roundabout. And it's like, come on, guys. Did you not think this through? What are you doing?
Yeah. It's with some of it, I don't think they did. Like I said, it's a joke, but at the same time, it's super serious. That's crunch, like where they were just trying to slap shit together. Like, okay, we gotta fill this, so they throw some code in.
I mean,
I gotta chalk it up to that. I honestly don't know what else, especially with how minute some of the details are, than how lazy some things are. It's just crazy to me.
It just didn't need to be. We've said it on this show before, and we're going to say it again right now. It didn't need to be CDPR. You could have let it wait. Yes, it was becoming like that was becoming its own thing, all the delays. But fuck, there's games that have delayed worse than this. And true diehard fans were looking forward to this. You could have waited.
Should have waited. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's move on. This is another episode that's turning into a cyberpunk episode.
That's like 8 in a row now.
So, I don't know. Let's go on to something else. Like I said, there's not a whole lot of new stuff as I'm watching Twitch and whatnot. There's like OTV, Offline TV is a big group of streamers like Skara and Lily. I can't even name all of them. I can't even name half of them. There's a shit ton of them, and they started up a Rust server, and they have a bunch of big streamers on this private Rust server, and it's just mayhem. So even streamers are bored. There's not a whole lot going on. You know, a lot of Escape from Tarkov, a lot of just stuff to occupy time, because this is kind of a lull for us, so... I don't know. I was kind of thinking we would talk about what we can remember as some of our favorite gaming times of 2020, since it is behind us now. We're fucking done with it.
Now you got me drawing a blank.
Yeah.
I mean, I built my new PC that I got back in January. So it's been about a year now that I've had it. So that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. What have you put on it?
Oh, man. Let me pull up my Steam library here. All right, David, come on now. Of course.
All right, what have you put on it, and then what have you played on it? The Steam library tells me nothing. I have so many games in my Steam library.
All right, so I put like, let's see, got 75 hours into Tropico 6.
Nice.
That was the first game I downloaded, and I should get back into it, because, man, I love that game. Fall Guys, we talked about a whole bunch.
Yeah, I was going to bring up Fall Guys as just one of, I think it was some of the best times we've had gaming together on the show, because that was one of the games we could actually all play together, and I had a blast. We should get back on that sometime soon.
I agree. We should be getting an Xbox release sometime soon, too.
Fucking finally. Woo-woo. How about some goddamn crossplay?
No kidding. Mafia, the remaster. I'm about halfway through it. It's another one I need to pick back up.
Yeah, there for a while, everything was just kind of stacking on top of each other. You got Xbox and all your other your PC games were all coming out at the same time. So,
yeah, and then, you know, I spent an inordinate amount of time playing, you know, Magic Arena and
TFT.
Yeah,
lots of Team Fight Tactics. I was watching the stream earlier. I've been playing
at least a game a day since I rediscovered it.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good game. I've found that it stresses me out way too much. It's like I keep watching and it's like I should get back into this. This is a nice stress-free game. And it's not. I just stress myself out the whole time. And I get done with a game and it's like, oh, fourth place. Whew. Like, that was a scrap. It's like, why did I do that to myself? This game, like, it's not, I like it a lot. I stress myself out too much. So I have to limit myself.
I mean, on the bright side, we do have the mid set patch coming in the next couple of weeks. Yeah. It's going to make some huge changes. They're removing like half the champions and bringing in a new half and removing like five or six comps and replacing them with new stuff.
Yeah, I love the mid-season and new season changes they do. They really, Teamfight Tactics takes it to a whole new level with that shit. They have such an arsenal to work with all the right characters, the League of Legends characters, that it's really become just a thing of its own. TFT is massive with their seasons. It's pretty cool. You've been playing a bunch of TFT, David?
Yeah, I finished up the season pass just the other day.
Nice.
So not as much as you nerds, but yeah.
I barely play anymore. I haven't been on.
No, I'm still playing. I like to squeeze in a game or two while I'm being
supposed to be working.
Just fuck off. I get my shit done. But yeah, no, I was actually gonna mention, this is older than just this year old, but you know, I never quit playing Overwatch. I was watching a roommate play right now, and new season's about to be starting up. I think I'm gonna get down on a new season of Overwatch this year.
I know you like to kind of change your style up every time you dive back into an Overwatch season. What are you planning on grabbing onto?
Well, I mean, my favorite mode is Mystery Heroes. I just like roll with the punches. I there are a couple heroes.
Oh, you're not gonna get into a ranked season? I know.
Oh,
I know,
yeah.
When you do, you go hard.
Yeah, and this is my segue into that. I'm pretty good with damn near all of them. This year, I think I dibs support. So we're gonna see how Mercy treats me. I haven't played a whole lot of her recently, so I need to check like how they've tweaked her and whatnot. But
I have no idea what the meta is right now, so I'm guessing.
No, I don't pay attention to the meta.
I would fuck really hard.
There was a minute there that me and that Mystic and I were watching the Overwatch League. You know, they promote it in a big way through the game, and we were playing a shit ton of the game, so when we get bored with the game, we just go and watch the league a little bit, and it is entertaining. You have to really be on your shit to know what's going on in some of those games. But the commentary is
kind of tough to watch because it's such a clusterfuck. You know, watching MOBAs like Dota or League of Legends looks like a clusterfuck, but it's a lot easier to decipher what's going on in that third person bird's eye view than your first person following this player, then swapping to this player, then swapping to this player, and then getting a bird's eye of the whole play. That they did get a lot better with some of those bird's eye shots in that game. They used to not be so great about it.
They do a very good job of editing and the commentary. And honestly, as a complete anti-sports kind of nerd, I feel the same fucking way looking at football. It is the same shit. And at some point when you watch it, when it clicks, it clicks. You're like, okay, now I know what's going on. This is my brain's fast enough to keep up with it.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I need to check out Overwatch again. I don't even have it downloaded right now. I should put it on my computer again.
I would say play the new season with me, but there's no crossplay, so.
Yeah, it's dog shit. All right, we got ourselves a new segment coming in for 2021. It's going to be a little something I like to call a magic moment with David.
Okay, I can dig that. Well, we're going to talk about magic. And I...
like David Copperfield?
I don't have a witty response. Magic the Gathering.
Siegfried like and Roy.
Sweaty nerd.
Oh, wait.
Not. It's no almost tigers? As homoerotic. No, there's tigers.
Oh, bro. There's tigers. Okay. Well, then I'm in.
There's definitely tigers.
I'm sold.
There's definitely tigers.
There's some tigers.
There's giant anthropomorphized tigers.
Yeah, don't forget Stalking Tiger.
And Scythe Claws. And anyway, no, we're going to talk about Magic the Gathering. They got a new set called Heim coming out. I have no idea. Because, like I said, I'm not prepared. But January 28th.
January 28th on Arena.
In real world. So, less than a month. Just a day.
No, that doesn't sound right.
I thought it was like two weeks. I thought it was a couple of weeks at least.
No, Arena
why is it telling me February 5th now? What's this January 29th date that it's telling
February
me?
February 5th.
Google is telling me. Oh, my God.
We're starting this segment next
anyway,
week. You ruined it. You've ruined
it. They're hyping this set. They're calling it the most metal Magic set to date. And that's because we're going to Kaldheim, which is modeled after Norse mythology, and I am crazy stoked for that. I don't know. I haven't been reading a lot of articles on the set, but just looking at the daily spoilers. Spencer, did you catch a load of this? Damn it, where's this stupid...
Catch a load.
Not the kind of loads you catch.
Catch a load.
Who, me?
Dragonkin Berserker. Reddit, why does Red get so fucking much love? 2/2, first strike for 1 in a red.
Yeah.
Already, that's disgusting. With a boast ability of 4 in a red, total 5 mana to create a 5/5 dragon with flying. and that's reduced for each dragon you control. So the dragons make the ability cheaper down to 1 mana for a dragon. That's going to see ridiculous standard play.
It's too easy to deal with.
What the hell are you talking about? You mix that with green and you can ramp into it. Yeah, it's easy. How much control is in this set?
I don't know. There's like not very much of the set's been released yet.
Yeah.
Or spoiled yet.
I'm predicting that this is going to see some massive.
Should be seeing a lot of.
It passes the vanilla test.
This is about the time that we're going to start seeing a lot of spoilers coming out for this, right?
Yeah, pretty much all the spoilers that we've seen so far are the whoopsie daisy leaks. But
yeah, this is when they start just flooding everybody with.
It should, yeah, I think there's something going on next week, like a press event on Twitch.
Yeah, they have had an unusual amount of whoopsies this set, haven't they?
Yeah, somebody got a hold of some early packs and started posting images.
Interesting. Anyway, this set is turning out to be a hard one. I bet Red's gonna... My initial gut reaction is Red's gonna dominate. And I'm looking forward
to... Yay, that's just what we need.
More Red deck wins.
More Red aggro.
Right? God fucking damn it.
That's what the fans want. Give it to them. It's not what we want.
It's not what we want at all.
We want janky combos.
Yeah.
We want the jankiest combos.
All the jank.
And you know what I want? I want multiplayer brawl on Arena.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
Open that shit up. Make it entirely customizable. They've already got...
Just give us custom games. Fuck.
I just want... we could do mostly custom games by now, but all I want at this point is multiplayer. I want to play... Even if it's just standard for now. I'd like to play a multiplayer game on Arena.
Be able to invite all your...
Four players, whatever.
Just be able to drop invites to all your friends and sit around a little virtual table playing with...
Exactly.
Yeah. Two-headed giant games and some shit like that.
You can do it on Magic Online.
Yeah, but the interface sucks.
Yeah, exactly. That's my. So why can't they just put it to Arena?
Yeah,
they definitely should. They're still releasing content for MTGO alongside Arena. Why? I don't understand the investment. I sort of understand the investment into MTGO because they would have some massive nerd rage to deal with if they just stopped supporting it.
Is their economy like that diehard over there?
Magic's Online's economy is an actual thriving Magic card economy.
Oh, like really?
The secondary market and everything.
You can't just shut that down then.
Like Arena took away the trading aspect.
You can't trade. Okay. That makes a lot more sense than why you would continue to support that.
It doesn't really make sense.
you can theoretically cash out of MTGO and get money out of it.
Yeah, you can. I don't know why they didn't transfer. Why wasn't Arena just like a rebranding and a complete overhaul of MTGO? They should.
Yeah, that would make a lot more sense. Yeah, to bring that economy with it as well.
Yeah. Oh well, we don't make those kinds of decisions, I guess.
Well, we should.
We're not in charge of that sort of thing.
All right. Well, that was David's magic moment.
It was flawless.
Good stuff. Now we're going to go to the same old shit that we're used to. News with Spencer.
Damn right. All right. Fair enough. Well, as Keith so ineloquently put, there wasn't a lot that happened this week, but I got a couple of little juicy tidbits to throw out there. On Friday, there's some third party like company, I don't know, custom outfitter selling a very limited number of black PS5s.
I did see that. I saw their like PS2 edition.
Yeah, so they look pretty cool. They're all black. They got the old retro PlayStation logo on them. They got black controllers with the colored triangle, circle, square, and cross buttons. They're pretty cool looking. They are going to go for a premium. They're like $650 for digital, $750 for disc editions, but they're only making 304 of them.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's still not as much as how much you're going to pay when the scalpers snatch them all up.
Right.
Right.
So if you want to try to be one of the lucky few, the website is super5.com. That's SUP3R5.com.
That's
starting confusing. Tomorrow, Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern time, 1 p.m. Mountain time.
Did they pay us for that plug?
I don't know. They should. They didn't. And they won't, but they should.
Send the lawyers.
Okay. Get on it.
I got legal all over it right now.
Nice, nice. What's next? We got a rumor that Game Pass Ultimate is going to be adding Ubisoft Plus to their perks.
Good God.
So just like they did with EA Play, we'll also theoretically have access to all the Ubisoft games.
Jesus, they are just raking in the games.
Yeah, I would be pretty stoked if this happened because there are, as much as I dislike paying Ubisoft anything, there are a lot of their games I enjoy playing.
It's the same with EA. Like, yeah. I'm really pumped to be able to play EA games without actually giving them $60 up front.
Right.
It's pretty exactly. Great. Yeah.
You know, so you've got Assassin's Creed, you got Far Cry, Watch Dogs. That
new Far Cry is going to be coming games. Out.
Man.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. Oh, man. Far Cry 6 looks great.
It's going to be fucking amazing.
Far Cry Primal.
So much Far Cry 5.
I want to play Far Cry Primal again. That was a really great game.
Yeah, I never played Primal, but I did watch Laura play it for a while.
Yeah, that's just cool. Hours.
Yeah, I got some nostalgia for that one.
So keep an eye out on that. That's something on the horizon to hope for. What else? So there's another rumor that Netflix is going to be adapting The Elder Scrolls into a TV show.
Interesting.
That'd be cool.
So a nice little TV show set in the Elder Scrolls universe.
Unless I mean, if turns
they could
out...
do it with Witcher, they could do it with damn near anything.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see any of the D&D movies?
I saw the first one.
Yeah. It's hopefully it doesn't turn out like that shit.
Right. Last but not least, on the news front, this one sucks a little bit. Did you guys hear that all of the RTX 3000 series cards and probably the AMD cards also are going up in price because of one of a tariff coming out or coming against China?
Yep.
Yep. So as of the first, all those cards went up quite a bit in price. And as is tradition with tariffs, instead of actually punishing the country that he was foolishly trying to punish, we're the ones who end up paying that extra money.
Hooray.
So the RTX 3090 went up $180.
Good God.
The ROG Strix went from $1,800 to $1,979.
That's fucking dumb, man.
The Asus 3080 cards all went up like $80 a piece. So the overclocked Tough series went from $750 up to $830.
Yeah,
which is just insane.
That pisses me off. It took these affordable cards and put them back into a different range, you know?
Yeah. I know it's only, you know, air quotes only, $80, but man, that's just so much. Like,
mentally. I'm already scrambling to make what I need for a 3080. That's not right. Something I can just go to my wife and explain, hey, it's just a cool $800. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Like, that's not the life I live. Can't do that. We're not about that. I need to have $800 in my hands right now if I want to buy that thing.
Yeah.
And then even then, it's like, well, that's what you're going to get with your $800. That is what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. So that sucks. You know, deal with that, I guess. So I'm probably just going to be sitting on my 2070 Super for much, much longer.
Yeah, I'm just going to fill my PC with gasoline and light it on fire.
Hey, there's another idea. So that's it. I got no more news. No more news to discuss. Nothing else has happened in the world of video games at all. Don't even bother trying to find more.
Don't look it up. It
didn't happen. Don't look it up.
We got all your news. All right. I think that's the show, boys. Thank you very much. Welcome to 2021, everybody. This is the show in 2021. It's pretty much the same shit, but we got a new moment with David and the same old shit with me and Spencer.
What the hell are you talking about, man? It's completely got a new face. We've got sound effects now.
Pew, 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 pew.
What's this one do? I can't hear it. You guys can hear it. Okay, nice. That was a good choice. That's the show, everybody. Hooray. All right. So follow us on Twitter. Check out our Facebook. Check out our website. We got one of those, 3guys1up.com. Come follow, join our Discord. Say that you don't like us. Say that you do like us. You know,
only that one, please. I can't handle anymore.
I can handle it. I'll take whatever you can dish. Just say the nice things to Spencer.
What? No, Spencer sucks the most, though.
Hey, dude, what did I just say?
He doesn't know because he keeps disconnecting.
Oh, okay.
You know what? The audience would have never known that if you didn't suck so much.
Well, after I edit out with
you don't know that.
New editing technology that came out of 2021, that little noise that pops up and you join and leave.
2021.
All right. Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy New Year.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.